Or would, do we need a recess?
Do you?
No, I think I can stick it out one more. Just asking. No? Good. All right. Next case.
This is case number 12,469. William and Kimberly Chipman seeks variances from the front yard and side yard setback requirements for proposed structures. Sections 115-34, 115-182, and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Carla Avenue within the Seabreeze subdivision. The 911 address is 306 Carla Avenue, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is MR, Medium Density Residential Zoning District. The tax parcel number is District 334, Map 20.13, Parcel 220. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 9.7 variance from the 30-foot front yard setback for a proposed covered porch and a 0.8-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback for a proposed dwelling. There are 4 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return. The letters of support are from the Seabreeze Homeowners Association and from the adjoining occupiers, noting that the porch adds curb appeal to the property.
The applicant, please come forward.
Good evening. Thank you for your time.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
William E. Chipman, Jr., 306 Carla Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you all for your time. I know it's late. What you're looking at is our forever home. My wife and I sold our house in Pennsylvania, and we're moving to our property down here that we've owned since 2005. The property is subject to historical community setback lines originating in the 1950s and reaffirmed in August of 2003. You can see that in the covenants attached to our application as Exhibit A, and at this point I'd like to move that into evidence in support of our application. The historical setback lines predate Sussex County setback lines and are covenants that run with the land. The homes in the neighborhood are already constructed using these historical setback lines. The proposed renovation uses the existing foundation and footprint. And you can see that on the building plans attached to the application as Exhibit B. And I'd like to offer those into evidence and support as well. Appellant would also offer into evidence the survey submitted in support of this application on July 17, 2020, the letter submitted by the applicant's homeowners association, and the August 5, 2020 letter from our neighbor, Mr. and Mrs. Pincus, in support of the application. Appellant's plans utilize the historical side setback lines of 9 feet versus the county setback line of 10 feet to stay consistent with the neighborhood covenants. Additionally, the property has an existing variance for a front porch from the front setback line. The plans have the existing renovated porch connecting to a side porch in order to allow for the two porches to connect. The existing variance would need to be extended as set forth in the plans by approximately 5'8". Appellant believes that all of the appellant's immediate neighbors to the property support the requested variances. With regard to item number 2 on your list, cannot otherwise be developed. Without the extended porch variance, the existing front porch would not connect to the proposed side porch, creating an unsafe gap between the two porches. Connecting the two porches would allow for the continuous level and safe connection between both porches for the continued reasonable use of the property in a safe manner. Additionally, the plans were designed to meet the 9-foot historical setback lines and are a mere 8 inches over the 10-foot county side setback line. Strict conformity with the county side setback line would preclude the development of the property as set forth in the plans. With regard to item number 3, not created by the applicant, as previously mentioned, the subtle differences between the historical setback lines and Sussex County setback lines were not created by appellant. Appellant's architect followed the covenants and historical setback lines when designing the renovations to the property because the renovation is using the existing foundation as its base. With regard to connecting the existing front porch to the new side porch, the appellant believes that a variance is warranted to connect both porches for not only safety reasons, but for the use and enjoyment of the side porch. In addition, it'll look a lot better. Will not alter the character of the neighborhood. If authorized, the side setback variance and the extended porch variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood in which the property is located, nor will either variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of any adjacent property, nor be detrimental to the public welfare. To the contrary, the proposed renovations comply with and are in harmony with the historical setback lines implemented throughout the neighborhood. Appellant is actually trying to maintain and enhance the character of the neighborhood by complying with the historical setback lines. Additionally, the proposed renovations will have a positive effect on the neighborhood, improving the character of the neighborhood and increasing property values for all residents. With regard to item number five, the minimum variance, as set forth in the plans, the side setback variance and extended porch variance, if authorized, will represent the minimum variance that will afford relief and will represent the least modification possible of the regulation in issue. The plans only exceed the 10-foot county setback line by 8 inches and are in full compliance with the historical side setback lines required by the neighborhood. Additionally, the extended porch variance merely seeks to connect the existing front porch to the side porch and is minimal additional variance to the front setback line. And that's basically everything I have to present. And obviously, if you have questions, I'd be happy to try and answer them. Thank you.
Any questions from members of the board?
You did a good job on the standards. You met every standard there was.
Thank you.
That was a good presentation.
You did say just to, it's going to be in the same envelope. You're the same foundation.
If you look at the survey, we're using the existing foundation, yes. So we can't really move it. We're building on top of the same foundation, yes.
Just and going it, up another story?
Yes, and if you look in the neighborhood, all the houses are not in compliance with a 30-foot setback. If you look down the street, we're all historically 20, 25 feet.
I'm familiar.
And in fact, they're beginning demolition, I think, next week. So, and then our plans, hopefully, will be approved shortly.
I see there looks like there's a large gap between the edge of paving and your front property line. Do you have an approximate amount how much that is?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
So your survey that you've got here, dated July the 2nd, it shows the edge of paving on there. And then your front property line. It looks like there's a gap there. About how far is that gap? Do you know?
Can I bring the survey over and you can show me? I'm not sure.
Sure.
What you're asking.
Edge of paving, front property line. There's a gap there. Do you know how far that is?
It's a good 10 or 12 feet, I think.
Do you know how far your house is from the road now?
It's at least 30 feet.
Okay, so beyond what would the setback would be?
Oh, yeah, that's old grass there. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any questions from members of the board? Is there anyone here in favor of the application? Is there anyone here in opposition of the application? Operator? Is there anyone online who wishes to speak for or against this application?
If there's anyone online that wishes to in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if there's anyone online that wishes to speak in favor of or in opposition to to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there is no one who wishes to make any further comment.
Thank you.
Sir, is there a homeowners association or anything you've been in front of, or?
Oh, yes, and they offered a letter in support. I basically went to them before designing the house. They approved the house design already.
Architectural and all that, okay.
Yeah, architectural, they've already approved.
Do you have that with you?
I don't think I brought that because it wasn't part of the record I submitted for the variance.
Madam Chair, staff do have record of that letter if that needs to be seen or not.
Let's pass it around, please.
Sure.
I believe they submitted also architectural approval. I don't have that. Like they approved the design of the house, but they'd also offered a letter in support for not opposing the variance.
Okay. Any other questions? And then close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Chair, I move that we approve case number 12469 for William and Kimberly Chipman. I believe they have met all the criteria required to have to grant a variance.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Voting yes for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
I too for the reason. So with a vote of 5-0, your application is approved.
Thank you very much. Thank you all. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Have a great week.
Any other business before the board?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
We had 4-1, one nay, one.